The long-awaited Perek Gimel, the third chapter of Perek Shirah, begins with the song of the trees of the field. What do the trees sing? Ilonis shebasode oimrim, the trees of the field say, Oz yiranenu atzei hayo'ar, milifnei Hashem, kivo lishpoit es ha'oretz. Then all the trees of the forest will sing out from in front of Hashem because he has come to judge the earth. So we have the idea of judgment being mentioned by the trees. Judgment, trees, what's one got to do with the other? Well, we do know that, of course, when one talks about the first sin, Avera, what some people like to use the term original sin, but yeah, the idea that Adam HaRishon sinned with a tree, was this the root of all evil? The tree at the same time is Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, to those who grasp it. The Eitz Chaim was the other tree which they would have got to eat had it not been for eating from the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge. There's all very strange things going on over here. And of course, man himself is called Eitz HaSada, Ki Adam Eitz HaSada, the Pasuk in Devarim says. Man is like the tree of the field. In fact, the Mekav is a microcosm of the world, but of a tree, so to speak. You have the foliage, just the hair, the branches, or the arms and the fingers. The twigs, the trunk is the body, etc., and the roots, etc., the feet. All of this is the concept of the tree. So is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it the root of all evil? Is it the root of all good? And what are the trees of the field saying? What is this idea of judgment? And it's interesting that I say these words in Tishrei. Elul and Tishrei, as we know, are the 2 months where we have a lot of paradoxes going on. The concept of Avinu, our father, Malkeinu, who's our king, which might not seem such a paradox, but we have mentioned the analogy before of coming to court, being accused of some heinous crime. You'd be shaking, you'd be quaking in your boots, but if you walked in and you saw that actually the judge is your father, and then you looked around a bit further and you see that actually the father's also the prosecuting lawyer and also the defense lawyer and also the jury. So basically your father is judge, jury, and hopefully not executioner. You're likely, hopefully, to get a better outcome because your father knows what's best for you. He is going to look at you kindly. He's not going to just throw the book at you. As long as you treat it seriously, you don't just come in and say, hey, my father's the judge and everything's going to be all right. So it's all right, you know, and you just dress down. You don't dress in a suit. Obviously, in such a case, then he can't do anything but judge you in a more negative way. But if you take it seriously, you have the two sides of the seriousness of the court case, but the happiness of knowing that the outcome will be good. That's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in a nutshell. The idea that he is the judge, but he is also our father. That is why the central character of Rosh Hashanah on both days we lay in about Yitzchok, as we've spoken about in the past, which the boy who should never have lived, he's the one who exercises or represents the exercising of strict justice, the one who his mother should never have been able to give birth to him. Even after he's born, Yishmael tries to kill him. The Zohar says in one sense his ashes are still up there on his bare half the Akedah, and yet his name is Yitzchok, which means he shall laugh, which seemed so at odds, the most inappropriately named person in Tanakh. He will laugh when he's meant to be the serious one. But no, laughter, as we've explained, is the more ridiculous something is, the more unexpected something is, the more it brings out a laugh, because you laugh at the unexpected, and the very fact that Yitzchak lives is unexpected. The very fact that we have another year, we can ask Hashem for another year, we have no right to, and yet we know that we will get that. The trees of the field are talking about Hashem coming to judge the earth. The Alter Rebbe spoke about Hamelech Basoda, that in the month of Elul and into Tishri, the king is in the field. What does it mean, the king is in the field? It means that the Moshel, obviously Hashem, is saying that he is coming out to the field to greet us, to speak, to meet his people. It's much more personal. He's in the field. The Melech, who is our father, is the one who is in the field waiting for us. The Ilama Sheba Soda, interestingly enough, is the Ilan is not by accident, and this is being used because you have Melech, the Melech Masoda. Melech is Mem, which is 40, Lamed is 30, and Chaf is 20, adds up to 90. 90 with is the king, and together with us, together with the partnership with human beings, or if you like, Imakolel, that's what it's called. There's 91, which is Ilan. Ilan is Melech, which is also, interestingly enough, the Gemara of Omein, Kale, which is Kale Melech Nehemon, which is the fact that we trust in Hashem, which is, of course, what Sukkot is all about. That 91 is not a random number. That 91 is made up of the 65 of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, of Hashem's name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is his mastery over the world, together with Rachamim. His name of Rachamim, which is Yudke Vovke, which is 26, 65 and 26, is indeed 91, is the tree. That is Omein. All of this is very, very much part of the same thing. Ilan Sheva Soda. We are meant to be Hashem's representatives of the on earth. Ilan Sheva Soda Omrim, the trees of the forest are singing with joy that Hashem has come to judge the earth. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, all of this. Yom Kippur, as we know, is the real Matan Torah, because Shavuos was the first Luchos which got smashed. The second Luchos were the ones which we live by and were given on Yom Kippur, which is why Yom Kippur is such a happy day, that we can sing on the Day of Atonement. And after Yom Kippur, if we've done our job properly, and our Father, having exonerated us, given us another year, because we've said, we trust in you, Hashem, you're the king, Melech Basoda, you're the king the whole time, over Rosh Hashanah, you're the king. You have to prove that you trust in him by leaving the comfort of your home and being outside under the sky and nature, because contrary to the ancient beliefs, there are not many gods and goddesses controlling nature. There is one being controlling nature. That is Hashem. Hashem, who is looking after us. And by going into the sukkah and living in there, we are showing all of this. It's the same idea with the Arba Minim, that we take four elements of nature, and yes, they also represent the four different types of people, the tzaddik and the rosh and the two in between, all the different parts of the body, which is the heart and the eyes and the lips and the spine. All of these, we put them together and we shake them in every direction. The most important song we ever learned when we were growing up, but then got too embarrassed to sing it by the age of 8 or 9. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, all around. That is Hashem showing Hashem is in every direction. In every direction, Hashem is in control. Hashem is there. He representing the, or not representing it, judging, comforting, looking after us over Sukkos. That is the Ilan Sheva Soda. That is what we trust in. That is Omein Kel Melech Nehemon, the Rachamim, the mercy, together with his mastery. This is what the trees sing out.